If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
We got a hot, juicy, spicy pod today. Mm-hmm. Lauren's mm-hmm. getting naked, mm-hmm. showing off her new bod.
Let's go home.
Welcome back to Wild Till Nine.
Whee!
I am your host, Diggly Bear.
And I am your co-host, Moosey Bear. Oh,
hi, Diggy.
Hi, Diggy.
When I tell you, Diggler, that there are so many people in this world that are now not only aware of you, but in mm-hmm. love with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just us. So don't give your attention to anybody else.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But you also, do have many adoring fans
else.
Now. I know. People were trying to come up with the ship name for Diggy
Deuce.
And Moose. I don't
Miggy?
Know. Miggy or there
I mean,
was...
Let's be clear. His name's after a porn star.
Someone said Magoose. Hang on. There were some other
Magoose?
Options. Magoose.
Well, while you're looking this up, stop, drop, roll, rate the pod. Welcome back. Hope you had a great week. I have slept more in the past week than I have in years.
Shut up.
What?
I have barely slept. I have been so stressed over our
We're talking about
home.
Me, Lauren. I have slept more than I have in years.
Found it. Miggy, Deuce, Degoose, Moogie.
Moogie?
Moogie.
Fired. Listen, you know, I will say, you know, I didn't live in the world where, you know, although I grew up in a little bit of the Participation Trophy Award,
mm-hmm.
What was it again? I can't even remember it. Magoose? Miggy?
Which one?
MacGyver?
We had-
Miggity Wiggity?
Miggity Wiggity? We had Miggy, Deuce, Degoose, or Moogie? I think Miggy.
Miggy?
Miggy.
Miggy?
Miggy?
I'll take it for now.
Yeah.
You know how we do with nicknames? It's like, it starts out as Miggy.
And then just
one
end
of us
up completely,
have,
yes.
One of us uh-huh. will be like, hey, where's Meow? And we're like, yeah. And then Meow is now the nickname. I'm like, how do we get to Snoog and Spoob? I don't know.
Not sure, but here we are.
With the word Snoog and Spoob, I can only imagine one of us said something stupid and then it caught on.
And our captioner has been miserable ever since.
Not our problem. You're welcome for the job security. Hey, listen, at any point in time, YouTube auto whatever the fuck
captions
can
properly
out
pace.
Yeah. And I gotta be honest, my bar is pretty high given that Donna is a stenographer.
Stenographer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there are like a total of three stenographer adjacent
yeah.
watchers on this show.
Right.
don't know what the fucking stats are, the chances are of that.
But I feel like people who are stenographer adjacent, they'll get really excited when they see any kind of, or hear any kind of stenographer representation.
Stenographer representation?
I do. Even just like knowing a stenographer.
The steno rep?
There's Donna! Oh, no, like we're watching a show.
Every time there's like a court, and I love that they all like—
they all show it, yeah.
Yeah, no, they do.
And I never would have noticed it pre-knowing what Donna's career is.
We got a hot, juicy, spicy pod today. Mm-hmm. Lauren's getting naked, showing off her new bod. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to be for clicks, and we're going to hope it works. Go ahead.
I also want to be very clear. When you said new bod, I was like, I didn't get anything done. There's no surgery. I'm sorry. No injections.
Have you seen your butt
fillers
lately? Are you kidding? I don't know. Okay. Tangent.
I just want to also go flashback.
I'm complimenting you.
I want to say that I said 2022
3, 2,
year
one.
Of the thicky dumpy.
Compliment's gone.
Did I not say that?
Compliment's gone.
My New Year's resolution at the beginning of this year was year of the thicky dumpy.
Okay. I was complimenting your ass. Can I get back to it?
Yeah. I was just setting you up to properly preface thicky dumpy.
Compliments don't actually need to be set up. They're actually best suited to be.
Okay. Say nice things about me. Go ahead.
So the last, I don't know, sometime between now and 4 years, I feel like I've just noticed that my girlfriend's getting hotter. And not just than me, but just than her. So it's like, I don't know how. Moose, come here.
So hot that Moose just left me. If you have two bull terriers and I have no bull terriers.
Please.
It's going to be just, it's going to be just chaos if you have two dogs over on your side.
Moose, come here. Just jump, you little schmuck. Come here. You're so fucking cute. I just want to eat you. You're a cupcake. Come on. Okay, I give up. Anyway, so I don't know if anyone can relate with this, but like, I'm not kidding. Lauren will just walk around in not even a thong, in things, and I'm just like, she looks great.
That's so nice.
But like, you know how like you get used to seeing people?
Yeah.
I'm like not used to seeing just how good you look always.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
The nice thing I ever did though, well, I can't talk about that.
No, but you know what? You know what I think though is that my body, I think, was really great when we met, and then it really took a nosedive because we got super comfortable really quickly, and then COVID happened. We were drinking every single night and eating like shit every single night, and then you know, like I feel like at the 6 month mark, when we realized that like we were not going back into the world anytime soon, we just continued to drink and eat like shit,
right?
And then things really took a nosedive, and then it's been a slow trek. Back
and
to
then
getting
Mia became a gym rat and you joined.
Exactly.
And now we're here.
And what did you do today for the very first time?
I went to the gym. Stop. Everyone stop. Yeah. So I have a six pack by tomorrow. And if I don't, I'm quitting.
So what did you do? Tell us about the experience. How was it?
Well, Equinox is great.
Quite nice. Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
I went later than I typically would. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that people are a little more. Lax. I don't like to talk at the gym.
Yeah.
I don't even like, if I could pay more so that I knew no one at the gym.
No, we do pay more for people to not talk.
If I could pay even more.
Oh, I see.
For to, like, to not know. Well, the problem is at Equinox where we live, it's like,
yeah, you're going to run into people.
How you been? What's going on? It's like, it's a high school locker room at some point.
But it becomes like that no matter where you go, if you go often, because then you have like regulars you see every day.
No, I look real standoffish, real bitchy. I don't care if I've got whether I have a podcast or music on or not, I've got headphones on. Mm. I have the look of, I do not have any reason or need to talk to you.
I think I look approachable.
Yeah, well.
I still wear headphones though, and people are still. Anyways, I went this morning with Maggie and we went at 7:30 and it was packed.
So before you cut me off, so I did have a good workout. I took it a little light, but it was good.
Yeah, Moose says, good for you, Dad.
Moose is like, bullshit, I saw you. Yeah.
One squat later.
I'll be able to go back just fine tomorrow and it'll be great.
Are we gonna go together tomorrow?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh my God, fuck me. We used to be a gym couple together.
I know we used to, but then that didn't really work. And, but it was like Hollywood too.
Yeah, it was Hollywood. It's hard. Yeah.
Maybe. What time you go tomorrow?
I don't know. Probably earlier than you want to go, to be honest.
To be determined.
Then. Yeah. Oh, Diggly Bear.
So, we've got a hot pot today.
Got a hot pot today.
It's spicy. Mm-hmm. Mostly because people, what was the game forever ago when we were in high school where you could just like say stuff to people all the time and it was like
we
anonymous?
We were just trying to remember the,
Was it like Form Spring? Or like what? Ask FM?
Ask FM was one of them where you could just like people could anonymously just make a comment about you or a question.
Well, this is like
a
thing on Tumblr as well, right? You could just like
So Tumblr, you could have people anonymously ask a question, or you could force them to do it publicly. And it would like show their name or whatever. But there was a certain website that was specifically for this, and it's blanking what the thing was. So anyways, there is this new app called NGL, not gonna lie. And it's like, I don't know if it's like, I'm sure Instagram owns it because it's like very compatible and you post it through Instagram. Anyways, it is an anonymous way to ask questions or make comments or just say wildly mean things that probably hurt my feelings more than they should have when I was going through them to find questions, but it's okay.
Nothing can be meaner than TikTok comments. It's fine.
That's true. True. But sometimes TikTok comments are funny.
No, the problem is that TikTok comments that are mean carry a little bit too much truth to them.
Carry a little too much truth, and also sometimes are hilarious.
No, yeah, well, like, hilarious things are typically a little bit true always. That's true. Even if it's a joke, it's like, well, that's not a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
God, fucking Diggy. So it's been one fucking hell of a week. We're gonna have a lighthearted pod because the week has been a little stressful, mostly because Diggy, after being here a week, I think we just crossed the $3,000 mark.
Yes, we did, 100%.
So, at least.
100%. We knew we 100% crossed the 3,000. So, long story short, Diggy woke up in pain and was very lethargic. And again, long story short, we went from having pancreatitis to having a fractured vertebrae in the neck, specifically C2, to then having
C3.
C2.
C2 and between C2 and C3 or just C2?
C2. Just C2.
Got it. Fuck me.
Yep. I've spent so many hours in vet parking lots.
Got it.
And on the phones with different vets. So a fractured C2 vertebrae. And then we went to a C2 vertebrae that was in the process of healing from an injury that was maybe about a month ago.
But had been recently re-injured.
Or just re-agitated, maybe between Moose and Diggy playing. Found out that he's got mild arthritis in the back legs, which is fine.
Major gingivitis.
Confirmed by definitely major gingivitis and gum disease.
that one's
also
stuck.
A little bit of a deformed curvature of the spine, a little bit of pup scoliosis.
One might call it one of a kind, unique. Specific to him only.
And then a small 2 centimeter blockage in the small intestine, an obstruction.
Oh, and I gotta be honest.
Hardened intestines?
Well, here's the deal. The spoiler alert is he's fine. None of those things actually happened. He's literally fine. None of those are a problem.
All those things did happen and were confirmed diagnoses at some point, which then progressed into other things. So today, Diggy and I were at a specialty hospital and it is confirmed that he just had an upset tummy.
What?
I know. But also I'm like, oh my God, Diggy is 100% my son because do I go into a health crisis spiral when I have an upset tummy? Yes.
So $3,000 to diagnose an upset tummy and he does have.
But here's the reality of all of those like scary things that I learned so much about. So bull terriers specifically, the top part of their C2 vertebrae, just like bull terrier specific, just has a fracture in it. It just like never is attached.
You know how they like kind of look deformed?
He just doesn't have the top part of his C2 attached. It just kind of floats around.
See this unique shape here? Yeah, so that's
our little egg.
This comes naturally. Yeah,
this comes naturally.
We need more Snoop Balm for him.
I know, we do need a little more Snoop Balm.
Who get the rough Snoop?
So the C2 comes a little bit fractured, and also the bull terrier breed as well too. Also comes with the curvature of the spine that is also standard in the bull terrier. And he's 7, so a little bit of arthritis is totally normal.
By the time I'm 7.
He might have inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, but we are TBD on IBD.
Tune in next week for whatever new acronym we've learned. The other three. We're going to have everyone. I hope you don't mind. It's going to be 11 ads on this podcast so that we can pay for our son.
Oh my God. Seriously. I'm not kidding. I've answered maybe one email and done no work over the past 3 days because it has been a Diggy health week.
Well,
and today was the finale. So God.
I'll take expensive, laborious, unnecessary, blah, 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 to wind up at he's okay versus we didn't do anything. And
now it's something is too late and it's yeah. Well, so I think that I manifested this by accident because not just a week ago, I said something because I'm such a hypochondriac and obviously we don't know Diggy's health history. And so
we do now.
I was like, oh my God. How can anyone, again, I know that audio listeners, we sent you over to the video last week and this is another week where you have to just go again.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it needs a double listen. I don't know. You do what you got to do.
Until we have video on Spotify, you're going to have to come. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh my God. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Like, there was a small part of me, very unrealistic, and I was being so extra.
Well,
where I was like, I wish that we could just run every test on Diggy, and so that we'd have like a full snapshot of
can
exactly.
Can I do a voluntary MRI?
No, literally. Like, and obviously, it's like, so unrealistic.
No one ordered this.
Heck. Like, you can't just ask for an MRI. But I just, like, I'm such a hypochondriac that I was like, I wish that we could just have like a full screenshot of everything in Diggy's body.
So we bought a dog MRI machine. It'll be here next week.
A CT scanner.
It'll only cost $3.6 million.
Oh my God. I think you're getting both dogs.
No, he's just sniffing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, I think that I might have manifested getting all of these tests done because we had two ultrasounds, some x-rays, and then he was supposed to have an MRI today, but we didn't end up needing that. And here we are, happy, healthy, and booping snoots with his brother.
And now onto the spice.
So anyway, so this new app or whatever, this sounds like an ad for it, but yeah. Basically you can submit questions, comments, statements anonymously. And so it really gives people the opportunity to say the things that they've been holding back from saying. Did I immediately regret posting this the moment that I hit post? Yes. But here we are anyways.
I'm just upset we didn't from the Wild to Nine account or mine. So we'll be doing another round of this at some point.
Okay.
I'm going to find the time.
Oh, no. I urge you to find the time because some of them were a little too specifically mean towards me.
Got it.
And I literally can't focus staring at this dog's face.
Our sex life hasn't been great since he got here, but everything else has been wonderful.
We haven't done anything. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I got a high five the other day and I was like, woo.
Oh, you.
Yeah. Remember those comments I made earlier about how good Lauren looked? That's just because she took her clothes off because they all got puked on or peed on or whatever else to then change to something else. Super hot. Where should we start?
I mean, I screenshotted a bunch of them. There's not necessarily like a an order here. There's a few really, really nice ones. So this is really cheesy, but we'll just start it off nice.
Yeah.
I just want to say I love you guys and you both make my day better and I love how you bounce off each other. Oh, wait. Oh, this started off really nice, but then I decided that I actually don't really like the question. Would you ever continue or would you ever consider making YouTube videos together? This counts. This is a YouTube video. Oh, I'm so sorry. I really peeked the dog's ears there.
Also, audio podcast.
So sorry. So sorry.
So one, and then there's no name? No return address?
That's the-
We can't get back to them?
That's the shtick.
How will they ever know what we say?
Well, here we are.
Guess you'll have to watch the pod. So- Biggie, figure it out, my son.
There you go.
Very good. You want to answer that?
No, go ahead.
So this is a me thing. It's not a you thing. Not that you'd want to make videos.
No,
but
no,
if you
it's
asked,
also a me thing. It is very much a me
but
thing.
But if
as
you
well
asked,
too. Yeah,
I would say no.
Right.
And you know that. It's funny because every once in a while, not only like, this is great, just stay right there. Every once in a while, like I'll even get like a random, because I do this podcast or whatever, I'll get like a random I'll get like a random offer to do like some like brand deal or something like that. And it's not that I don't like money. Love it. I just, there's a line that I have for myself for what I am interested in doing.
So you don't want to be an influencer is what you're saying. Are you kidding me? I have zero dogs right now and Jeremy has two. This is bullshit.
Well, obviously I've influenced something.
This is bullshit.
No, I just like, I don't really like the idea of making like visual content and then promoting that on my channels isn't interesting to me whatsoever.
Are you kidding me?
Did you see Diggy was just in a full squat too? It was so funny.
Oh my God. I can't believe we have two of them.
Oops. Oh, your brother.
I think also too, and maybe this is just like not the content that I watch anymore, but I feel like couples channels, et cetera, was like way bigger than it is. Like, I feel like it used to be way bigger than it is now. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just like not consuming it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like just more on TikTok. I think there's a lot of family vloggers, but I feel like the yoga challenge, my boyfriend and I do yoga. I feel like that stuff is like just not, you know what?
I'm sure
I'm saying this, it's huge. It's huge. I see it on TikTok and I think the PTSD of it, I scroll away very quickly and I'm like, not interested in seeing this.
Yeah. And also like the thought of having to base some level of my income off of whether or not we can visually be interesting enough for someone to watch short form.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like we have to within 7 seconds. oh no. We have to with a very few seconds come out with something that's like, interesting enough for somebody else, whether they're in the room or not. Just, I'm not interested.
Okay, and so then flipping over to another common topic is a lot of questions about anal.
You take the cover off and let anyone ask anything and it's just anal and feet.
I could not believe it. You know what? To summarize a lot of these question, comments, and statements, we had, I would say the number one was about engagement proposal. When does boyfriend Jeremy become husband Jeremy? Number two.
Right after we do anal. Next.
This has become a singles podcast.
Well, that's never happening.
My girlfriend doesn't look that hot. You won't like it. Don't look at her.
Number two was about Devin. So many questions about you, Devin.
Really?
The people want to know what you look like. They're like, I need to put a face to the name.
I just put him on my Instagram.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, we posted on Instagram before.
I'm ugly right now.
But yeah, they wanted to know. They wanted
more.
He
farted. It smells awful over here.
Devin's like, I want to be very clear that it was Diggy that farted and not me. <It's>
like, audio listeners are like, oh, that's him.
Oh, that's Devin.
That's what he's about.
About Diggy and Moose. And so we don't want to make this a whole nother dog pod. We did a whole recap of our adoption story last week. If you want to go check that out.
And my adoption story is somewhere on this podcast as well. Just keep scrolling back.
Okay, so going back to anal, people had a lot of questions about anal. Let's talk about anal.
Is it women? Is it men?
Anonymous. We don't know.
Right. Okay.
We don't know. Okay. Can you talk about anal? Why do people like it so much? Am I the weird one for not understanding? I want to give maybe this is a hot take, but here's my personal opinion on anal. For me, personally,
I can't fucking wait.
A holder of a vagina hole.
Proud holder.
A proud holder
proud
of a vagina hole.
Founding member.
Is that my butthole is an exit for me because I have an entrance hole. I do have an entrance hole and that's what it's for. And you know what? I got enough poop problems to begin with. And then I just don't need anything interrupting the flow of what's happening down there personally. And that's my hot take. And I think that there's just a large part of me that if we were to do anal and my poop was stuck to you in mm-hmm. any respect, mm. I would just not be able to come back from that. I just don't know. Or if like a piece of poop fell out, like I just don't know what I would do with my
the trauma.
I'm just not ready to process that. I'm not ready to process that. And so I'm not willing to put myself in a position where there could be a piece of my poop on your dick.
Listen, we're not there yet. And if that changes, you guys will be the first to know.
But like, I think like a big part of it too is like the, like, I feel like anal is a huge portion of porn as well too.
Yeah.
And obviously anal being like a method of gay sex as well too, obviously is a big part of it.
Well, I think just like anything that is in any room taboo mm-hmm. is in the other room like of interest.
I think for me too, a big part of it is like, it's going to be so fucking painful. Like yeah. I think about how painful sometimes sex can be going into the right hole, the vagina hole.
What do you mean right hole?
The what?
What do you mean right hole?
The correct hole on my body.
The hole of your choice.
The hole of my choice. Another episode my dad is not allowed to listen to.
I think that it just comes standard to it at this point.
Yeah, no, it really does.
I think also what's great, we now have a podcast title. A hole of your choice.
A hole of your choice. No, yeah. But like truly, I think about like the pain that sometimes can come with sex because like painful sex is not uncommon. And like that's the hole that is the hole of my choice and is definitely much bigger than the other hole.
Here's what I'll say. Two things. One, for the shitting on the dick part.
I can't wait to hear what you're about to say.
A big thing about gay sex is like guys' bottoms will clean themselves out.
Right, so they do an enema, right?
They do an enema, which is sold at your local CVS, Walgreens, Ralph's, Vaughn's.
Yes, it's the prep.
It's the prep that you need to do.
It's a prep, but not prep.
But not prep, yeah. Exactly.
Does anyone want popcorn? This is great, keep going.
Yeah, oh my God, it gets better. So like you, that's the crazy part about gay sex is like you almost have to like do that prep anytime you're gonna take a dick up the hole, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's what a lot of my friends say, but they're like, also it like requires so much planning because then a lot of my friends are like, also I think about like what I eat the day before.
That's literally the other end. It's like you could either be cleaning yourself and eating freely or yeah. it's like there's a lot of gays that just won't eat because they don't want to have to produce
duty. There's prep in some shape or form at some point.
Yeah.
Does that like get in the way of spontaneous sex?
That's I've thought about that a lot. I mean, I feel like
if you want it.
Right. That's true. You kind of just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's complicated. It's right. Like, I feel like when you see in the movies and TV shows, oh, these two guys just ate a dinner and then went into the bathroom.
I know. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
That's always confusing.
Like, we're skipping a step here.
Well, also, like, the amount of times you, like, when you're, like, about to start dating, like, when you're not dating someone yet, like, you're just hooking up, there's a lot more, like, forgiving of just being spontaneous and you're more in the moment versus like,
that's true.
We're going to have sex tonight. Let's take a shower.
Right. No, but also like if I don't know someone very well, and again, like if I had a dick and they shit on my dick, like, and it was like a good date, but not a great date. Like maybe I'd be like, I don't know if that's for me.
Yep.
Jeremy. It's complicated.
Well, like I just like one of like the 19 dudes who's apparently not obsessed with anal. Mm-hmm. And I know there's very few of us. We have a small Facebook group. We get together on Thursdays.
Oh, that's so nice.
Things are great. Yeah, we all love our moms. I think it's great for people who want it.
I think so too.
Do you know what poppers are?
Okay, so I was actually at a Thanksgiving once.
One of the drugs I haven't done.
I was at a Thanksgiving once
someone was passing them around.
I'm scared where this is
going. One of my bi friends just like was-
Hey, can I pass the potatoes? Oh.
Didn't want a popper. And I was
shut
like-
Shut up.
And so that's where I learned about poppers because they were like, oh, it opens up your butthole.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so I have so many questions.
Did it open up your butthole?
I was too scared to do it. I was like, do I want this to ruin my mashed potatoes that I'm eating right now? Pumpkin pie? Well, okay, that's what I was like. I was like, am I just going to shit? I was like, this is not the time, not the place. I'm at a Friendsgiving right now.
If you shit at a Friendsgiving, that's like shitting on my penis, but on everybody's penis.
Everyone's penis. And like, you know what? I think actually Remy would invite me back to her Thanksgiving if I shit at her Thanksgiving. Like Remy would be one of the people that would be the most forgiving of that.
Tiff would pull out a vlog camera and start hitting you with it.
Tiff would potentially vlog it. Exactly. And it would be up on the internet.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it was the time or place for the popper.
Yeah,
that's where I learned about them.
It makes anal way easier. Like
really?
by like 90%. Because like they're a big part of people is some people how have tight
it,
assholes.
How long does it last?
Yeah, that was my next question too. It's like, so when you inhale, is it just like whoop? And then it tightens back up.
I like to think it does the beginning work. It like loosens it up so that
that's the hardest part.
Once something's in there,
it's in.
Yeah. It's loose. It's not going to all of a sudden tighten up and chop off the
right. While also, it's in there. I feel like the fear is probably half the tensing.
Oh well, like I realized that was a huge part of me for like why sex hurt at the beginning is like literally once you like learn how to relax, and this is how I made like. I used to be so scared of getting a pap smear because they literally stick the tongs up your vagina hole. They open it up and like it is literally smaller than, well, maybe not smaller than most sex. It would be, I'm trying to decide like how big the speculum would be in comparison to having like a dick in your vagina.
Why did you laugh at me?
What?
Why did you look at
me? Well, I was just thinking, I was like, well, I don't want to like shame people who might be smaller or bigger than the speculum. And so I tried to just make it a little more generalized.
Am I smaller than the speculum?
I can't remember. No.
God, that was not the answer we were looking for.
Well, it's weird because like, it's like a two piece thing that goes in and then they like pop it open.
Right.
It goes.
Yeah, exactly. Basically like a drawbridge. It's like, boop. So anyways, what I was going to say is that I feel like those used to be so painful, even though like I could have sex with a dick that was bigger than a speculum. And I was like, well, this doesn't make any fucking sense. But it's because your feet are on little stirrups under fluorescent bright white light at 2 p.m.
Can you imagine the next time you go in for it? It's just like, bam, sexy lights.
Sexy lights, like music, yeah. Fireplace.
Yeah.
That would probably make it more relaxing.
Yeah. And also have a dude named like Dr. Johnson.
Right, but it's just like a very sterile environment, and so you're like super tense and you're super stressed, and a lot of people just have like pap smear fear, literally.
I mean, I don't thoroughly enjoy doing anything at the doctor's, so.
No, yeah. Literally, and so that's why like it hurts so much more, but then I like eventually was like, oh, like this is definitely like why, like how sex can get easier as well, too.
You just, like you went in for like multiple pap smears a week, just until like
until it made it easier?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Makes sense.
And you would not believe the clean bill of health that I have.
The thing I just realized and put one on one or two and two together is mm-hmm. that if and when I have a colonoscopy, mm-hmm. I'll just take poppers with me.
There you go.
I'll hit them and they can get on up there.
You realize that you have to shit your entire like life savings of body out.
Right. But like first. At least it gets up there.
Oh, I think a lot of guys get actually a little bit sedated for it.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Is there a fully sedated option?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm great.
I did just watch a video of Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhaney. Reynolds
and getting a colonoscopy.
Do it with a buddy.
Yeah, do it with a buddy.
So next week's podcast, we're gonna actually be getting our
butt buddies.
Next week.
Butt buddies for straight boys.
So anal's off the table.
Anal's off the table for me personally.
Well,
which means that for Jeremy, it is also off the table.
But like, if it was not already off the table,
yeah.
Like I feel like I've gone down that road. I've traveled up. Oh, fuck off. Oh, please. I could drop bombs right now, but I won't. But I could, but I won't.
Oh.
Point is, I don't feel like it's ruining travel again.
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay, moving on. Sometimes when Jeremy talks about college, I just know that I dated the exact college version of him, slightly traumatizing.
Hey, Michelle.
You know what? Every girl deserves to have a college experience that helps them learn.
Where are you going with this?
Fuck a frat boy era.
Fuck a frat boy era.
Yeah. Well, I might add, it would be best to get that out in college.
Yeah.
Not at like 35.
Or like even like 29.
Yeah.
Like fuck a frat. Like I didn't have a fuck a frat boy era.
Never?
No. We also like the frat situation in downtown Toronto is not really a thing.
I'm not actually convinced that there are fraternities in Canada, really. Yeah.
There were, but I think there was like a Toronto. I had like one friend whose boyfriend was in a frat, but it was like a Toronto-wide frat of like other universities as well, too. I don't know. The whole thing was very foreign and very confusing.
That's just a country club.
Fuck a frat boy.
Yeah, well, I wish that there was a lot more footage that mm-hmm. I could carefully curate and put together a small reel. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, everyone's like, and by the way, phones were so bad. Even if you did have videos, you can't really tell.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Thank God.
Blackberries at that time could barely take photos.
Barely.
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 It would cost you 16 cents to send everyone.
More than that.
I don't remember.
16 cents?
That's 25 cents?
Bargain.
50 cents? Bargoony?
Bargoony.
What else?
Okay, so this is such a funny question. So it says, you were supportive when Mia made an OnlyFans. Why are you so against making one? And this person has asked me this question in every possible platform.
Do you know
and
who it opportun- is?
No, I have no idea who it is.
Got it.
Oh, well, they've asked me before from their actual account, so I probably could figure it out. Anyways, I've seen this exact question or comment at so many fucking times in the last month. And it's not that like I'm like, oh, actually, like, am I, I guess?
Wait, why is it bad? Okay, let's just take two steps back. Why would it be wrong for someone to be supportive of their friends starting OnlyFans?
Right. Like the way that this is phrased, I feel like rubs me the wrong way in like a weird way.
This is like entitlement over why you're not seen, why your logic is incorrect based off of your support for someone else.
Right.
But yeah. That's,
right.
Is that gaslighting?
I feel weird about this.
If you want me to step out and you could talk to him for a while, I don't mind.
Let's break this down into two parts. I am so supportive of anything my friends want to do, whether that be OnlyFans. Well, there are a few select hard drugs, some like
child sexual abuse, heroin.
Right. There's
a line.
There's a few things. But for the most part, generally, especially career wise, like most projects and endeavors, I'm in support of whatever my friends want to do. And I think Mia too was like, she absolutely thrives. Like she's got a banging body. She loves working towards her body and she feels great and she's confident and she's fucking killing it.
By the way, I don't think part of this argument needs to be why it's right for Mia as much as it is it's wrong for this person to use this as an argument against you.
Yeah. Am I being bullied? Am I being gaslit?
No. Because these are just words. They mean nothing to you. They mean a little bit to you.
They mean so much. Yeah.
Like, I think there's like this strong balance between like, well, careful balance between people on the internet not having to care about everything because they realize it's just worth the internet. Mm-hmm. And then having to care so much because it's their entire life that is wrapped up in, to a degree, people's attention.
Yes.
It's a careful balance.
It is a.
But I think that there's quite the fucking jump between you supporting anyone, including your friends, doing OnlyFans, and you doing paywall content in general.
Totally. Totally agree.
Just my two cents.
Anyways,
But by the way, did they call you out or maybe they're talking to me?
It could be about you.
Yeah.
Could be about you.
Maybe I have one of you haven't found it yet.
You know what I think goes the wrong way too about this? Ma'am. Is that it makes it seem like OnlyFans is a bad thing and that I'm above it. You know what I mean? Like that's also the energy that this is giving.
Well, it's-
And
it's,
that really bothers me.
It's that you would think that. But right. not that you're it right, is. You're right. It's that you think
that I'm above OnlyFans.
Yeah. I think anybody who-
Am I spiraling right now? I think I'm spiraling.
Yeah. I'm trying to walk you on back on here. It's fine. I also just like the thought of any new platform that you have to now make new content for, especially specific to that and for paying customers.
Oh my God.
I have this like big thing with like paywall. In fact, I probably care as a millennial, but like millennials in particular, I think grew up in a world where content was free.
Hello, LimeWire.
Too free.
Fair share.
Right. Illegally free.
Yeah.
And it was not until Spotify and some other one like made the actual experience better for $10 a month. People were like, I guess I'll pay for content.
Oh, there is a question that I want to answer because it was about how, you'll have the answer to this because it was about how some of the ads, it was like you have too many ads in your podcast. Half of them aren't even read by you. And so but I wanted you to explain it because.
I'm going to finish my point, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
My point is, when I wrap up here, is that if you, I think, offer content that is specific to people only who pay and nobody else gets to see it, you have to be really passionate about that personally, or you shouldn't do it. And I don't think either of us are that passionate about cutting some people off to create that elevated of an experience for a select few.
It was well said.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate it.
Found it. You have too many ads on your podcast and some are weird as fuck and aren't even voiced by you. Makes me not want to listen. Please offer an ad-free version.
So we're gonna offer a premium version and it's only for people to pay. I mean, I've thought about this quite a bit, but First off, two things. One, anyone who's complaining about the ads that are not read by us, those are dynamic advertising. So it's DAI. So it's dynamic insertion. They are based off your search history. So whatever weird ads you're getting, mm-hmm. it is because you went to fucking, like, it's, I'm not kidding. One time someone was trying to like make a big, like, can you believe this ad for this? Oh my God. Like, I'm who like, even needs a 24 inch dildo?
And it's babe. Like, babe.
Greg, I think it's because, no.
You did not just use my dad's name as your hypothetical listener.
Chris, anyway, point is, yeah, so those are just, but.
So like, so there's two different types of ads. There are ads, obviously, that like we read, that we approve, that we're
host
like,
read
oh,
ads.
Yeah, host read ads. So right. It's like, when we, what? Well, no, I was like, this is not something that you would know if you're like, don't produce a podcast, because it's like so random. There's two types of ads, ones of like brands that we approve and want to work with and read the ads for. And then there's other random ones that are just inserted at certain like time points or whatever in the podcast that are going to be based on literally your personal interests and search.
And by the way, they could be like category wide. So like maybe if you just right. like something that like it can be not, it could be a poorly targeted ad, but all of those right. are going to be based off of your consumer behavior.
Right.
Or the consumer behavior of the home and the Wi-Fi address. So like it could be your little brother as well.
Right. So if you're getting weird as fuck ads, that's your household's problem.
Yeah. Check your dad's Reddit history.
Ooh, hate that. Ugh,
yikes.
What time did you fall asleep last night? A very wholesome question.
Huh? 2 a.m.? 1:30?
2 a.m.?
It was earlier than that, wasn't it?
I don't know. I was out by 11.
I was watching Rami.
You're watching Rami?
It's like 1.
I like didn't finish. I didn't do my Wordle, so I know that it was before midnight.
I think it was like till 1.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm big on Rami right now.
Yeah, big Rami fan.
There's just, I've never had a ton of Muslim friends.
Okay.
And I'm fascinated learning all of the similarities. Mm-hmm. That you just don't realize.
I think also Rami is a really interesting depiction of it too, because it's from the perspective of a guy who's like kind of our age.
Kind of our age, but also like in a city and wants to like pay attention to all the things the world tells you are important, but also mm-hmm. wants to pay attention to the things that his family tells him are important, also mm-hmm. wants to pay attention to the cult. So just like this, like no matter what people are struggling or weirdly dealing with.
You can see yourself in him for sure.
I wouldn't do, what. Yeah, exactly. It's just mm-hmm. like, this is, like obviously specific to where he's from and his religion, but you could put anybody in those shoes and just be like, I just was trying to not have a bad day and I messed everything up and here I am, but it's going to be fine.
Next question is, what is Lauren's age in frog years? And this was the first time I've ever been asked that. I've done many Q&As over the years. And so I need to know if there's such thing as frog years and dog years. Oh, wait, hang on. Hang on.
Oh no, it's dog, isn't it? It's dog, isn't it?
It's fog.
In fog years?
In fog years. So I added an R, but it was actually supposed to be a D. Okay, well now I need to know if there's frog years. How old am I in frog years? Fuck. Is it just giving lifespans of frogs?
16 and a half?
Oh my God. So it literally says, what is Lauren's age? Ib fog years. Weird question.
One frog year is equivalent to 5 human years.
So what? Why?
I don't know.
Also, this is a Googleable question.
Yeah, well, they wanted to know. So how old am I in frog years? What was it? What was the equation?
5, 6?
So yeah, one frog year is equivalent to 5 human years.
A 5 3/4.
I'm
because you're almost 30.
I'm a 5. Point, I have a 5. I'm a 5.8.
She's 29.
Age in frog years.
Yeah, 29.
I need you to fucking cool
almost
it.
Almost 30.
I need you to absolutely cool it.
Almost 30. And once she's 30, then I can take my time with the engagement ring because you're already washed up goods.
Next. This is again now a singles podcast.
You know what? The engagement ring was coming a lot quicker, a lot sooner until taxes just wiped out the rest of the money that Diggy didn't take it this week. So maybe next time to next
I
year.
I saw our Wild Till 9 invoice statement.
Next question. Or statement.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
A related question, will you be a DIY bride?
No, God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. It feels very stressful. Like I see my friends planning weddings when they're only managing logistics, not even like actually making things. And they are so stressed beyond belief. It is outrageous. I can't even imagine like organizing and managing general wedding planning on top of then making like all of like the table settings and stuff like that.
I really am like, and I don't know if it's because I've done the majority of it once, mm-hmm. but I've never been less like interested mm-hmm. in the wedding itself.
Wait, that was another common question is like, do you want a big wedding or a small wedding?
I want a wedding that I'm 100% confident with you. I want the biggest wedding that we're both equally confident mm-hmm. will not be a stress point in our lives.
Oh my
so
God.
So however
yeah.
big that is,
yeah.
if that's four people, great. If it's 400 people, great. But like,
oh my
if
God.
The wedding itself, but like,
I don't know in what world you think that 400 people at a wedding would not be a stress point.
I don't think I understand just how many seat fillers we need to fill 400 people.
Yeah, because I was going to say, we have friends. Six friends.
Yeah, no, I just, the thought of doing anything mm-hmm. that is going to like become more of a production and show than it is
I
for us.
I think I'm the reality in. Here is that I would be doing most of it. So we'll
you
probably,
would.
It was probably
way, would.
Be less stressful
like,
for you.
There's no world where I'm like, I can't fucking wait to get place settings.
And to pick some napkin colors. Ooh, baby, talk to me about lavender napkins.
Like, what's the open bar look like? Mm-hmm. Can we make that better? Can we make that better? Great. We're doing fillets? No, I want fillets. Not just any. Okay, great. Great. That's it.
Just fillets.
Listen,
just fillets and lavender napkins.
None of my friends are going to remember anything besides they got married. Food was okay.
Have we talked about this before? That we like the idea if things were to go in that direction and we do get married of like doing.
She says with like fucking just utter disdain. What?
After your hot takes this episode.
What?
Sir. Of like doing something like really small and intimate. I have a few friends who did this, especially like during COVID too, is where they do something really small and intimate with like less than 20 people. And then they do something more like on the vibe of a party. That's definitely like a little more casual as well too. So there's not like seated meal where you have to have like a specific head count.
Well, also,
cause it's fucking expensive when it's like $100 per person or whatever like that. I feel like it's like on average when you do catering.
Well, that's okay. But that's the thing for people don't realize, like when you live in the cities, venues require you to
yes.
use their cook and their like, they're like you don't get to cater.
Yeah.
You're using the food options that they provide you with. Cause that's where they make the majority of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And an event that requires the same staff for any other fucking thing that's not a corporate event or weddings mm-hmm. would be a half the price.
Literally.
If the word weddings involved, mm-hmm. holy shit. Mm-hmm. So to your point, I'd much rather.
Celebration of love.
Throw a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know what we'll do? We'll do one of those just like, didn't you in Canada have like a field party thing that you guys used to do?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll do one of those.
Bush party.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, the those. Bush party.
But like, as opposed to spending hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I just want to be very clear that I am past my days of peeing in fields.
Before it's all over.
Tipsy, falling into bushes and peeing in fields, I'm past those days.
I wish that I could just hang out with that Lauren one night. Okay, wait, question for
that
you.
That Lauren loved Peach Smirnoff.
By the way, okay, if you found out
yeah.
that you left for the day, okay, while you were gone, a genie popped out of nowhere.
Oh my God.
And
okay.
said, Jeremy, I will give you three wishes. As long as those three wishes are whether or not you want to go on a date with a younger version of you.
Yeah.
Actually, even better. He sets me up on a date with like 19, 20... 1 and 23 year old Lauren.
Okay.
Okay.
19, 20, and 23.
They're 19, 21, and 23. So like First year of high school, or first year of college kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes.
21. So legal to drink in America.
Okay.
And then like 23 post college, but like haven't really figured out who the fuck you are yet. Mm-hmm. And I say yes. And I go on dates with all of them. Would you, one, and I didn't have time to ask you, nor could I.
Okay.
Would you be, one?
It's getting really, really complicated.
There's really just two questions.
Okay.
Would you be more offended if I didn't hook up with any of them or if I did? Because it's you. Mm-hmm. It's you. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you were
how
to go-
old are you though in these scenarios? A matching age?
Yeah.
You're the matching age?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think-
That changes it?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Is that that's like 10 years ago. That's 10 years ago. That's a 10 year age gap.
Also like 19 to 23, you could change your taste in men between that time.
Totally.
Truly.
By the way, like there's also like the story here, which we should turn into a TV show. It's like, I have to like convince these people to go on a date with me.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I can't decide if I like start with like, hey, sorry, let me stop you right there. So my name's Jeremy.
We have to do a podcast together and we'd be together for like 4 years.
And we're going to have two eggs.
Two meatballs.
Two pigs in our home. Like, actually, what version of you do you think I would have? Well, let's answer that question first.
Okay, okay. 23-year-old, I would want you to not sleep with.
Go on.
That's just like my cringiest era.
Really?
Out of all of those, 100%.
You, okay, got it.
Because 19, I started YouTube at 19. And I think 21 and 19 are both... I would want you to sleep with that version of me.
You'd want to?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Would it then change your 23-year-old self by sleeping with him?
Oh, it would change you.
Oh my fucking God. I cannot.
We walked into that.
Yeah, we walked right into that, Devin.
By the way, I'm gonna join you guys. We all walk in that. Oh. So, okay, that. Now, next question.
Okay.
At 19, 21, and 23.
Yes.
Which version of yourself do you think I would have the easiest and most difficult time convincing to even go on a date with me? Assuming you were single at all of them.
Right, assuming I was single. I think probably, and assuming that I was also single, I think 19 would be the hardest.
Okay.
Because I think if you were preppy, I would be, at 19, I would have been the most... adverse to preppiness for sure.
Got it.
I think
I fell out of a Brooks Brothers in 19. So yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think that you would be the complete opposite of what I'd be looking for at 19.
Yeah.
And I think at 20, I think it would get easier as I got older.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So the version of you, you did not want me to sleep with, mm-hmm. that would be the easiest for me. And the one that you did want me to have sex with, that one would be the most difficult, but you'd want me to still go on that path anyway. Thank you. That's the most you answer I've heard.
Well, I just, when I think of myself at 23, it's the most cringiest era of my life.
23?
Easiest.
Knocking that up by 23 is fantastic.
Yeah.
Some people do it 17, but sure.
Obviously I had high school cringy, but I was not cringier than anyone else who was like in that also era of 2010, 2011. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel embarrassed of like who I was when everyone else was like in those same like times.
Right. It's like embarrassment hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah. It spills over into like, you had never had so much information yet.
So much privilege to make my own decisions, so much access to money to make literally any decision ever aesthetically. Ooh. And
I'm sorry, this is gonna be a tangent now. Next version of this.
Oh my God. Okay.
And this is actually super deep.
I think I'm sweating.
I mean, you're not allowed to ask me this question because I don't know what I would
okay.
like answer with, but yeah. if you could take yourself to lunch, but yourself is the version of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I got it. Would you, if you could go on a lunch date with yourself, right?
Yes.
At any age in the future.
Okay.
What age would you pick and what would you ask them?
Hang on. Say it one more time.
So if you could take yourself out for lunch.
Okay.
Or whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
At any age in the future.
Okay, so is taking out to lunch any person in the past.
No,
any Lauren in the past.
Future. Lauren can speak and meet anybody in the future. So 39 yourself, 30, 49 yourself, 59, 69, 90.
Right. Oh man, see, like all this really makes me nervous because like it will change everything in how I live my life.
Right, so maybe you don't at all.
I don't think I want to, no.
Also, it's hard because you don't really know what's going to happen in the future versus like asking of your past.
By the way.
It'd be way easier.
You don't have, like, you get to choose what question you ask. So you don't have to ask like, when will I die? Like, will Moose live forever? Like, you don't need to ask that question. So we're going to force you to go at some point. You could do 32 and just like cop out. But
yeah, maybe we'll go 1 year old and just be like, does D have IBD?
Are you like, really? Nothing?
I don't know because anything like really, really intense is gonna, it would change the outlook of how I live intense. My life.
Will Disney take over Netflix? Yeah.
Will I get another hosting gig?
Oh my God, yes.
Got it. This has been a great conversation. Cool. All right.
I don't know. There's like, I would never want to ask life-changing questions, and even things that like don't feel like a life-changing question would probably be life-changing.
Got it.
I think literally anything could alter the path of the decisions that you could make. Even me, like, do I live in a house or an apartment? You know what I mean? Like, hearing that answer would change everything.
Fair.
Like, yeah. It just brings up so many questions. Okay.
By the way, like, you're like, okay, I'll do 39 to be safe. And like, you show up and like, there's no one there. Like, when are they coming?
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh.
I'm dead.
Good to know.
Okay, got it. Right. Yeah. And so then if you knew you were dead by 39, are you dying at 38 and a half or are you dying tomorrow? Like, you don't fucking know.
Hard to say. I get it.
I hate that scenario of having, I hate it.
Well, fortunately I'm not a genie in a bottle.
And thank God we know my age in frog years now.
I should say I own a frog at home in Massachusetts that's been alive for 23 years.
Shut the fuck up. You have a 23-year-old frog.
This should have come up in your interview. We would have immediately told you to leave.
Wait, I had to.
Wait, by the way, you can keep a frog alive for 23 years?
I guess.
That is insane. What's his name?
The one that's still alive is either... Well, so I had two, and they were Biggie, which was named after a fair, because I got him on the day we got back from a fair. Little carnival. And the other one is Plankton after SpongeBob character.
Adorable.
That is adorable. Also, we know that Plankton is not a frog, right?
Yes.
He's a sea frog.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you ever have sea monkeys?
No.
No, you never did sea monkeys?
No.
I think for Vlogmas, we have to get some sea monkeys.
Okay.
I want sea monkeys for Vlogmas. On the pod, you heard it here first. Sea monkeys for Vlogmas. Also, one of the other common questions that I got that I've strangely got many, many times, because remember how, you know, Moose and I do the advent calendar for Vlogmas, where it's a daily thing.
God, I can't wait. It's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be a nightmare. Also, because Diggy doesn't know how to sit. Diggy doesn't know how to do anything.
Wait, while I was in the bathroom, yes. I had a genius stroke of...
Stroke of genius.
Anyway, not my brightest moment. If, back to that thing a little quick, you...
Oh, no.
Could go to the past and tell your former self anything, would you?
Well, okay, but then does that throw off the course of your entire life?
Of course it does.
Then no.
Got it.
Then no.
My God, imagine if you were like, do Craftopia with adults season one.
Convince them to fire all the children.
That's terrible. But so like, I mean, there's nothing that you would have wanted to know earlier.
I mean, of course there are. There's so many things that I would have wanted to know, but like, I'm very happy with where I am right now. Like, do I wish that I wouldn't have as many mental spiral breakdowns and be so medicated and have to do so many months of therapy? Yes, of course. But like, I'm very happy.
BetterHelp.com is there for you.
/WT9, baby.
It is.
No, but like, I wish, like, obviously if I could go back and change things that would take away some of the struggle that I had, obviously that sounds very ideal. But I mean, you gotta have the hard days to have the good days.
But with the struggle, the appreciation also comes.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be a broken bitch sometimes to be a happy bitch.
Yeah.
Put that on a mug. I had the genius idea. So genius idea. So working on blanket number 2, V2 of winter 2023, I want to do matching pup bandanas or cat bandanas or whatever animal you have. Your Squishmallow wants a bandana.
Frog.
Go for it. Frog bandana, 23-year-old frog bandana that says that has, it's like the matching color scheme and the matching graphic of I'm a fucking delight. Tell me that's not amazing.
Do we have to like give Donna a royalty for this or?
Well, I don't think so. No, because Donna said that I am a delight. Donna didn't say that I'm a fucking delight.
Yeah, but like in Donna's language.
I said I'm a fucking delight.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard like, I'm a delight? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love it.
Pup bandanas.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. In the works. I know we said we're not going to make this a Moose and Diggy, a Gadoose podcast, but there were a handful of questions. And so we'll try and knock it out in a speed round. Does Moose get jealous over Diggy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We were like really curious to see if he was going to feel jealousy, but Moose is super cuddly, but Moose cuddles on Moose's terms.
Yeah. He's a selfish lover.
He's a selfish lover. He's the sweetest boy ever. And gonna be honest, like Moose is a averagely well-behaved dog. I would say Moose has never looked like such a shining star.
Well, like, Diggy doesn't know his name.
Diggy doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know anything.
Stay down.
But like just love him so much because he is obsessed with affection and he just loves everyone so much.
Which is why like when he's in pain or he's sad, it's really sad.
Oh my God, the amount of times that I've cried over the last couple of days have been absolutely unhinged.
Yeah, it's been, we should get a Kleenex sponsor at some point for this podcast.
Okay, and then this literally almost makes me cry just like reading it right now. Being an owner of two dogs, I always cry thinking that they won't die at the same time, so one will have to live without the other. Has this thought ever come across your mind?
Can you just insult us next time, please, ma'am?
Of course I have. I think about that every day now. I'm gonna cry. Also, what about me? If they both go, I also would like to go.
I'm gonna come home one day. Lauren will have offed herself, and like the dogs are just not here.
If we go together,
but not because she had anything wrong with her, just because like we she couldn't live without Moose.
They all have matching urns.
Yeah, go together,
and like didn't give me the heads up.
We go together. And then also people are like, and maybe this is something that—
like if Lauren ever killed me, actually, now I'm thinking about it, it would be because she just doesn't want to live in a world where we're not all here.
We all go together.
We're just in the car one day and she just like off the side of the building. Like, what are you doing? She's like—
we all go together.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I used to always, I feel like I grew up around a couple sets of twins and I could never tell them apart. Could never tell them apart. Like, and everyone would be like, it's so obvious. Like, what do you mean? Like, this person's face shape is just different. And the way that, like, their eyes are. And I was like, they look the fucking exact same.
Obviously, they have the same nose because that's Lauren's biggest indicator.
Yeah. For some reason, I always, like, am not, like, hyper fixated on a person's nose, but I always, like, notice nose structure for whatever reason.
Yeah. That's, and like, your thing.
I also didn't realize that I noticed noses more than other people until Jeremy pointed it out one day.
It was hard not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, seeing how many people can't tell Moose and Diggy apart.
One has a penis on their nose. One does not.
They just look so different.
Well, I feel like Diggy's getting smaller already. Well, he lost 2 pounds.
Diggy lost 2 pounds in a healthy way. Yes, Diggy lost 2 good pounds. Vet was very happy about it in 2 weeks, which is great.
Yeah, because he went from sausage boy to half a McMuffin.
I love a McMuffin.
Okay.
I love a McMuffin.
Then one full McMuffin.
One full McMuffin to a McMuffin with a few bites out of it, maybe?
Yeah. Well, Bull Terriers live to be like 97, so we're fine.
Thank God. Thank God again. We're all going together. But they look so different to me. And people, I will say, out of the corner of my eye, because their coloring is so identical and their like shape and size is pretty similar.
And you're blind.
And I'm also blind. When they walk by in my peripherals, it would be a shot in the dark. It's a 50-50 on who it is.
That's why we keep one in the diaper. Just to like, differentiate.
It's like the identifying. Yeah, like,
if I put a diaper on Moose, Lauren would probably just like be petting. Oh, it's so nice to see. Like, you wouldn't even think about it.
I wouldn't even think about it.
So funny because I've met them. And when you ask those questions on your story, I got both of them wrong.
Really?
I got both of them wrong. I was looking for Diggy's like fat neck, but it's just like the way you position.
No, but Diggy does have a really thick neck.
Right.
And Diggy got a thick neck.
I've met them and I couldn't even tell them apart.
Tiff got them both wrong too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tiff, she focuses on very interesting things.
Jeremy's just coming for Tiff this episode.
Ever since she walked in and said, I've never seen someone's face fill up a driver's license photo. Like the background in comparison to my face. Like
the fighting words.
Like she walked in and chose.
No, she declared. War. She declared war on that 100%. Who do you have pinned on iMessage? I'll go through mine. You can go through yours.
Okay.
The very first, I will never forget. This is one of the nicest things that Jeremy has ever done. It was like the nicest gesture. Actually, this makes it sound like you don't do nice things. But when I saw that I was the only pinned conversation on Jeremy's iMessage.
Set me up for failure right now because you're no longer the only pinned.
I know you've got like 5 now. Go ahead.
You start.
Well, I've got 9, so you go ahead.
I have my mother. Ooh. I have you. Mm-hmm. I have Nick Christ from work.
Okay.
I've got Wild Till Nines, Our Little.
What?
Oh yeah. My God! I made the cut.
Well, with the notifications turned to mute.
He hates us, Devin.
Yeah. And that's why he never responds.
And a chat message between me, Zane, and Heath.
That's so nice.
Those are my three or five.
Five.
As you're pinned?
We talk every day.
Cute.
Oh. Thanks, guys.
That's adorable.
What do you guys have?
Okay, so I've got my mom. I've got Mia. I've got you. Kelsey.
It's like a top eight.
I know, seriously. No, also because like some people just are more texty than others too. You know what I mean? Like two of us are close friends. But actually, perfect example. Asian Girl Squad is not one of my pinned conversations because Tiff is not a texty person. Mia and I talk a lot individually and Remy and I are in a separate group chat with Ollie, which is a pinned conversation.
T.
So I've got my mom, Mia, Jeremy, Kelsey, my group chat with my vlog editor and my DIY channel editor. TikTok host, which is Ollie, Remy, and I. My Wordle family group chat that's got my mom, my aunt, my cousin's wife, my dad, and I, where we send our Wordle scores every day. Uh-huh. This is just like generally a family group chat. Cutie Coochies, which is Zach Kornfeld, fiance Maggie, and Kelsey. And then my assistant Kate.
Wow. I'm just thrilled. That's quite to have made the cut.
Yeah. Yeah, you did make the cut. Not that you ever respond to me. I'm not kidding. I've never used... like, I think it's really passive aggressive. People do like when they add the reaction to their own question with the question mark. Like, you know how you can react.
You can emphasize your own text
when Jeremy doesn't. I've never used the fucking emphasize with question marks so many times with any. I would also just, because I feel like it's kind of rude. I would never do that to someone else, but to you.
Well, the one time that I remember I was not chill on last week's podcast when we first started dating. So I'm just trying to be more chill now.
Oh yeah, was that last week's podcast we were talking about that? No, it was a Sticky podcast last week.
Well, whenever it was when I was not chill for texting quickly.
You were not chill at the beginning.
Not chill.
It was so nice though.
Chill now, relaxed, Xanaxed, out.
Someone, this one was so funny. Someone said that you act like you're, like, again, this is like why it should have gone on the Wild Till Nine page. You're so right because this is just shitting on me. You act like you're an I don't give a fuck kind of girl, but you get your panties in a knot over the littlest things. So you very much pretend, you very much care, but pretend like you don't appear cool.
That's your brand.
I know. Are you kidding me? I care so much. My panties are always in a knot. There has never been a world where I'm like, I don't care.
That's not true. There's a moment in every single time something happens to you. One moment, 2% of the 100%, 2%. You go, I just don't fucking care. And then 7 seconds later, you go, I just don't know why anyone would say. Yeah.
No, but like, I very openly care a lot. I am an anxious mess with a lot of emotions. I obviously care. I care more than is healthy for me.
Truer words have not been spoken.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So
maybe it was for me. Maybe they were directing it at me.
I want to be very clear. I don't pretend to look cool. I don't try to look cool because I don't give a fuck. I very much give a fuck.
You give fucks. You give way more fucks to things that you should not be fucking.
So many fucks that don't need fucks given to them.
Yeah. In fact, there should be a fuck counter. Not for sex, but for the fucks that you give throughout a day.
It's all of them.
In comparison to mine.
All the fucks.
You run out of fucks. However many fucks you have to give that day, you run out and then you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Got it. In fact, I could see that being a fuck counter between like when you need to like take a nap.
That 100% is when you should deserve a nap, when your fuck counter has hit maximum.
I'd argue that when you're out of fucks, you shouldn't try to give more fucks to
it. I agree. I think you just call it.
Because then you're just like unnecessarily mean. In fact, people that are rude are really just a little tired because they've run out of fucks to give.
To give.
Yeah.
Right. And what they need is more fucks.
That's all it is.
Or a nap.
But every once in a while you give fucks to people that shouldn't receive the fucks. That's the problem.
Definitely.
Be more sparing.
With your fucks.
If there was a count, you know, like on your phone battery of the day?
Yeah.
If at 11 a.m. you saw 15%, you don't get to charge that thing until you fall asleep at night and you know you have 6 more hours, you might would be lighting off that fuck stick.
You know who, you know where I feel like that is really relevant is in Sims. When I used to play Sims, your little floating diamond.
You used to make him fuck?
It's called Woohoo.
Woohoo!
It's called Woohoo.
Woohoo!
But no, your little green diamond turns yellow and it depletes and you've got, it's a whole thing. So anyways, that's very relevant.
Fun fact, never played Sims.
Oh my God.
Or Roller Coaster Tycoon.
We can leave.
Oh my God. Sims really got me, but Roller Coaster Tycoon?
I know. No, I wasn't playing PC games as a kid. Shocker.
I don't understand why.
I played sports.
I also played sports.
Listen, this is the most jockey thing that'll ever come out of my mouth, but I just didn't do it.
Oh my God.
What about Kid Picks?
Oh, what's Kid Picks? I don't play Kid Picks.
Damn it.
Wow, that looks so fun.
Early 2000s. It was like our like Photoshop for kids.
Oh. Yeah, but okay. We can, I'm going to bring everybody back.
Dude, love a little bit of paint.
I'm bringing everybody back. Oregon Trail.
What is that?
What?
Like the hike?
You, neither of you played it. Neither of you have played Oregon Trail?
Oh, we didn't have this in Canada.
Look it up. Are you guys kidding?
Oregon Trail?
I can't. How many years have I been with you? Go to all.
Oh.
Oh. Everyone fucking gets, I think it's cholera or something.
Does this look familiar, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Mary has a broken arm.
Go to all. I am ashamed to even be in the same room. Yeah, go to like a Wikipedia God. Or something like that.
Oh, wow. There's so many of them.
Yeah. Listen, I need people in the comments below. What did you die of most on Oregon Trail?
What did you die of most?
Like there was like scurvy, cholera. Dysentery? Mm-hmm. No, dysentery for sure. Mm-hmm. It's like the water. Yeah. Oregon Trail is a series of educational computer games. Wow. The first game was written up by Don Rat, something. Minnesota Educational Computing Consortium.
Wow.
Or as I like to call it, the MEC.
I played a ton of Sims. I loved drawing stupid things on paint. A lot of Neopets. Habbo Hotel. Mm. Habbo Hotel was my shit.
Yeah, but you fucked on that thing.
I loved Habbo Hotel. A little Falling Fernie game. Hell yeah.
We had different.
Yeah, you were dying of scurvy over here. I would say whose childhood is weirder.
Still. Well, anyway.
Next question. My boyfriend is going to propose to me in November, but he doesn't know that I know. I don't know if I should tell him or just let it be. 100% let it be.
I'll take this.
Okay, go ahead.
So you've stumbled on information that you shouldn't know. I want to ask where you got that information.
Doesn't matter.
But in no world should you pretend like you know. In fact.
Wait, what?
In no world should you pretend like you know.
But she does know.
Right.
You're saying, no, she should pretend that she does not know.
Right.
When it happens, but is like, what you're saying.
True, yes. But like my point is like, there's no reason, there's no opportunity. If he asks,
you
if he
don't
tries
know.
To hint, you don't know nothing.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
lie
yeah,
to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you lie.
You lie.
Yeah, both
you
things lie.
Lie. Mm-hmm. You lie, lie. If he asks you, so do you like, have you any idea like what's going on this month? Mm-hmm. You ask him what month it is, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. If he's about to get on his knee and says, I'm just so nervous. You go, nervous for what? Mm-hmm. You don't know shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is up to you, but I would allow him to try and control whether or not you're going to look cute that night or not. Like, is he going to tell you to get your nails done? Is he going to tell you to get your hair done? Is he going to like help you out?
I think it was Lauren Giraldo that she did the same manicure for months, like assuming that her proposal was going to happen within the next little bit. I think she did the same manicure months and months and months.
I noticed that you've been switching it up lately.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I get what I want to get.
Right.
Yeah. I get what I want to get.
You don't think it's coming anytime soon?
What?
You don't think it's coming anytime soon?
I'm not basing my manicure off of when I think it's going to happen.
Got it. When do you think it's going to happen?
Next question. Fuck, I should have done better.
Wait, stop.
No. Mine's more important. Mine is more important.
There's an add-on to this.
Mine is more important.
Once it is done. You are engaged. You've said yes. It was beautiful. He hires a photographer. You did not see the photographer until later. The photos look amazing. Mm-hmm. At some point in time that day, that weekend, that month, someone's going to go, so like, did you know? You're going to want to say, I did. I just didn't want to spoil it. You do not want to say that.
Yeah, you lie.
You want to say, I had no idea.
I was so shocked. I was so surprised.
Yes. This is a lie you die with.
Okay, so this one is asked. So this is literally asked so politely and so nice. Like, if I could just have everything on the internet propose to me in this energy and attitude, I this would be the easiest job ever.
That'll be the new bot. It takes mean comments or any comment,
oh,
really.
Oh my God, and just makes them AI constructive. And makes them like nice.
Yeah. But then it'll be like some like kind of mean critique.
No, really, things will
with great grammar.
Also, when things like slip through, it's going to be terrifying. Okay, sorry if this seems too offensive. Sorry if this seems too invasive, but does that black string bracelet that Jeremy wears have any sentimental value or meaning? P.S. Loved your channel since forever and haven't missed an episode of the pod. Thank you for sharing your life with us. That's so nice.
It does.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know when you got it for me, but it's been a while.
Valentine's Day.
Was it Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
This little black string Cartier, mm-hmm. that I don't know how Cartier did it or does it. But this little string.
It is insane.
That I've taken off maybe twice. Maybe. Mm-hmm. In the past years. Mm-hmm. Showered with me every time. Worked out. Well, it didn't work out. But I've done all the things. It is as if I got it, what, like last week.
It is crazy. And like, they're like, oh yeah, if something happens to the string, just come back and replace it. We'll just replace it and it's fine. And I was like, oh man, I was like, we're going to be back here every month because it's a string bracelet.
So God only knows how much you paid for this very small thing, but like this string.
It's insane.
Like seatbelts should be made out of this.
And also like there are some strings that are really waxy that are like more water repellent that feel gross. It's not.
It's not.
It doesn't tighten
when you go in the water. Like when you shower with it, does it tighten after?
No, like, but it's like adjustable on both sides, but it still works. The adjustable thing still works. It makes no sense.
But I tell you that I have worked with so many different like stupid strings and threads and shit like that. And it is shocking. It is one of the things like, cause money always does not always buy quality, but that is one of the things where it's like this, the money goes into the string here.
Yeah. Like there are diamonds in it,
but the money in the string.
In the string.
And then I also have a little matching one.
You do?
Yeah, but a little matching one. So mine's got the little chain and the two interlocking little Cartier little
rings. No one asked you about yours. They asked about mine.
I just thought that it's sentimental. It's got meaning because we got matching ones.
It is. I mean, like when I saw you got me like a Cartier jewelry and like I hadn't opened the box, I was like, oh, fuck. I'm going to have to pretend like this. And I opened it up and I was like.
Really? You thought that you weren't going to like it?
I mean, there are of all the choices you could have made, many of them, I don't think I would have liked.
I guess Cartier doesn't have like a ton of like, you know, masculine things too. Like a lot of it's like love bracelets are obviously like gender neutral. But
also like I'm not someone who's like
a jewelry guy.
Yeah. So this is perfect. Just like you.
He's trying to make up for the mean comments that he said earlier.
I didn't say the mean comments. I remember those. If I did, it was another version of me.
Well, on that note.
I can't wait for the genie to show up.
Mom DIY in next week's episode. Get the Wild Till 9 hotline ready. The internet's favorite mom.
No, you're not allowed to ask about engagement questions. You fucks. All of you.
It's coming.
Oh, Wild Till 9 hotline is becoming open.
Lafia.
And Mom DIY.
I know you got my back.
Is ready.
If you're not subscribed, get subscribed. We'll send out a premium version soon. Or not. We'll see.
Okay, bye.
Bye, y'all.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.